and the other in Iraq. We need to ask ourselves, after waging a war or two wars for an entire decade, is Afghanistan any better today than it was 10 years ago?
No!
We need to ask ourselves, is Iraq any better today than it was 10 years ago?
No!
And yet here we have the same warmongers telling us that they need to start another war, this time against Iran.
Yay!
If America, Canada, and all of their allies had used the money, the $1.2 trillion that they used in Afghanistan, waging a war, killing innocent people, destroying their homes, making millions of people refugees, if they had distributed that $1.2 trillion on the 5 million families in Afghanistan, do you know what each Afghan family would have got? $240,000 per family in Afghanistan, with nobody killed, no Canadian killed, no American killed, no Afghan killed, no refugees. They have spent more than $4 trillion in Iraq on the war. If they had distributed this money in Iraq, each Iraqi family would have got $800,000. And yet, look at these warmongers. Now they're telling us they want to start another war against Iran. Why? Because they claim that it is trying to make nuclear weapons. Brothers and sisters, we want to have our own nuclear test right over here. Which country in the world has the largest number of nuclear weapons?
USA!
Which country in the Middle East has nuclear weapons?
USA!
Which country in the world has used nuclear weapons?
USA!
Now, every country in the Middle East, with the exception of the Zionist state of Israel, wants a nuclear weapons free Middle East. Iran wants a nuclear weapons free Israel Middle East. Egypt wants to have a nuclear weapons free Middle East. Every country in the Middle East except this illegitimate Zionist entity wants a nuclear weapons free Middle East.
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
You know, when the rest of the world says, let us have the Middle East as nuclear weapons free, America and Israel say, oh no, it is a threat to Israel. Imagine, you want to have a nuclear weapons free Middle East, but that becomes a threat to Israel. When the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Governing Board in September of 2010 passed a resolution demanding that Israel open its nuclear facilities to international inspection, the Americans and the Israelis said, no, that is a threat to Israel.
Shame.
Shame.
Iran is the only country, member country of the NPT, that has accepted the most intrusive inspections of its nuclear facilities. And yet these warmongers keep on telling us that Iran is trying to surreptitiously make nuclear weapons. Well, we have been there before. We were there in the year 2002 when they told us about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction.
Lies.
There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
They've
been telling lies through their teeth, and we tell them, no more lies, no more wars.
No more lies, no more wars. No more lies, no more wars. No more lies, no more wars.
No more lies, no more wars.
You know, these warmongers tell us that they want to export democracy to other countries. As we have already heard, Stephen Harper stole that election last year.
Yes.
So we as Canadians say that there is a democratic deficit in Canada. Let us keep our democracy at home. Let's not export it abroad. We need democracy here.
Harper, shame on you.
Harper, shame on you.
Harper, shame on you.
Brothers and sisters, as you heard, next Sunday there is going to be a rally regarding the stealing of our election, the stealing of our democratic rights in this country. And we should be front and center. We should demand that these warmongers and these thieves sitting in Ottawa should get out of there and give the Canadian people their rights. Thank you.
Brothers Afar, that was a fantastic and rousing speech. All right, sisters and brothers, we have one person who's going to come up here and is going to lead us now as we start our mobilization.